Hi, everyone, and welcome again to Ask the Blood Detective. My name is Dr. Michael Wald, and I am the Supervisor of Longevity Services at Integrated Medicine of Mount Kisco, located in Westchester, New York. And I was nicknamed the Blood Detective years ago by a grateful patient who sought me out, and I found out her health issue and helped her overcome that. And she said, "You're like a blood detective," and it just stuck. So I wear that that nickname as a badge of honor, and I just look and do not give up until I help my patients finding issues. The other thing I do is expose some nonsense, not just in traditional medical circles, but also in natural medicine, because there's a lot of silliness there. And this is the fifth segment on what I call detox deception. We said during my previous segments that a toxin is an unwanted substance in the body, and toxicity is the bioaccumulation of toxins in the body. And I think that those of us listening to this show have enough holistic common sense to recognize that when toxins accumulate in the body, and given how they affect different cells, tissues, organs, and organ systems, we can get any number of diseases, you name it. It could be from toxicity. But there's a lot of silliness out there in terms of testing for toxins and also the methods used to detoxify. So the goal of these segments has been to dispel some of this, but also to perhaps learn from you as well. So do post your comments on my blog at www.intmedny.com or go to blooddetective.com. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter, for example. You will receive my notifications and different articles and topics that I cover, and I will answer your questions. And I also get the topics for the show from your input. So please do go there. You can also call me at 914-242-8844. So I promised you at the end of the last show that this final segment of Detox Deception would focus on another questionable detoxification method. Now, some of these methods are just outright ridiculous, like ionic foot baths and low-temperature saunas for the removal of heavy metals, for example. If you want to remove ammonia and urine, then yes, or urea through the skin, then yes, a low-temperature sauna can do that. If you want to waste your money, then just do an ionic foot bath. Don't believe me? Listen to my last segments on the show, and if you've got some comment or information that you think I should know that would change my mind, please let me know about it, and I promise you I will look into it. I'm fully capable of recognizing that I've made a mistake, but I have been doing this for about 25 years. I've seen an awful lot, so I'm very careful that when I present these concepts, it's based on quite a lot of experience treating thousands of patients and bringing many, many hundreds of them through detoxification programs. So I clearly believe in the process of detoxification. It's just how we do it is what's different. So let's speak about colonics. Colonics are an extremely popular procedure promoted for the elimination and detoxification of various toxins by healthcare providers of different types. In my experience, most often there is the colonic therapist, which is technically speaking, they may not be qualified to perform such an invasive procedure, but nonetheless, we have these people running around doing these sorts of procedures, and there are others that are certified colonic therapists, and they certainly may be qualified in terms of skill level. So, for argument's sake, let's assume that there's little or no risk of having one or more colonics performed. But I do want to say that, you know, many patients say to me, you know, "Dr. Wald, I'm afraid of having, you know, a colonoscopy done by my GI doctor. You know, he or she says I'm due for this now, but I'm afraid. I've read of perforations and infections and all kinds of problems, so I'm avoiding it." Well, those same problems, they're probably much more of a risk when performed by a colonic therapist that doesn't have years and years of training of inserting instruments into the colon. So just something to think about. But for argument's sake, as I said, let's say that this is a safe procedure and you're with a qualified person. Generally, in my experience, colonic therapists tend to suggest that a person should have a series of 10 or 20 or even more a colon cleanses in a relatively short period of time. And others have a different philosophy. You know, they may say you just need one, or they may say, you know, do this one now and have another one maybe 6 months later if this or that, you know, symptom comes back. You know, there are various degrees of opinion there and expertise among colon hydrotherapists. And, but, you know, here's the thing about colonic irrigation. It's claimed by the proponents of colonic therapies that individuals, you know, always need to have regular amounts of colon cleanses. But here's the problem. The problem as I see it is this. When you insert the instrument into the rectum and you infuse the rectum with water, and sometimes herbs or even probiotics can be infused as well, you will certainly see lots of fecal matter, lots of toxic junk coming out, but you may also not see, actually, the the mucous membrane being removed from the colon, and the importance of the immunoglobulin A immune system and all the endogenously produced bacteria that your body makes being removed. And just by putting probiotics back from some bottle, that's not your genetic probiotics. But that's certainly not a useless practice to take probiotics. Just realize that the probiotics, made from a nutritional company are not the ones that your body makes. The removal of the immunoglobulin A immune system in the mucous membrane of your colon is something that may take months to years or may never be replaced. Just because you feel great after a colonic cleanse does not mean you are great. Think about this. When you infuse large amounts of water in the colon, you are clearly expanding the colon. That's the whole point of the procedure, part of it at least. And you stretch out the muscular layers of the colon. When you stretch them out, they actually become weaker. A person tends to have worse bowel movement if they abuse colon cleanses. You know, most naturopaths and colonic therapists I've talked to, they do agree with this. So I do want to say in all fairness that there are times when I have recommended patients for colonic irrigation, and it's really made the difference for them. I am saying that colonic irrigation is one of those detox elimination methods that has some real potential and use for a person, but also can be abused and can create harm. Finally, at least for now, when you remove the immunoglobulin A immune system, either partially or fully, that's in the mucous membrane being removed by and large by the colonic irrigation, you're creating an unnaturally clean environment for the colon that is susceptible to damage by anything going through the colon, inflammation, tissue damage. And if the body in the colon cannot correct that damage resulting from the removal of the immunoglobulin A immune system in the mucous membrane, then inflammatory changes can result in polyps that could be benign and could be malignant, and other abnormal cells which could theoretically promote colon cancer. This has never been studied. This has never been looked at. But these are reasonable things. These are reasonable mechanisms of causing disease in the colon. We know that this is true. Therefore, applying it to colonic irrigation is not unreasonable. So I say, before you run out and get a colon cleanse, speak to an experienced, qualified, a healthcare provider that knows the pros and cons of that therapy. And I want to just end the colonic therapy session by saying this is a very useful measure for certain people. You just have to know, like every other type of detoxification or elimination method, when to use it and how to use it appropriately. Let's talk about chlorophyll. So another popular plant-derived substance claimed to be a powerful detoxifier is chlorophyll. Again, I say a powerful detoxifier of what and how much of it and for how long and how do we know it's working? Chlorophyll forms in the green portion of plants, gives plants its green color, and it does help at least the plant at least bind and eliminate toxins. And there are studies that show that chlorophyll can help detoxify a person, but detoxify specific things, not heavy levels of certain kinds of toxins. There are drug toxins, there are metal toxins, there are bacterial endotoxins. What kind of toxin are we talking about? So the least I can say about chlorophyll is that it can be part of a detoxification effort. You know, just like various clays and or charcoal can bind to toxins in the gut, we need to know what are the toxins, how much of, these detoxifiers, do we have actual proof that they're working, because we cannot just rely on how well we're feeling. Then there's another method known as mud packing. This is not going to detoxify you. If you don't believe me, please show me some evidence that shows that it does. I think it's an absolute waste of money, other than it feels kind of good. Coconut oil swishing in the mouth, yes, that helps to bind bacteria in the gums, in the mouth, which can cause oral disease, and oral bacteria can leak through the gums. They could then swim around in our circulation. They can make their way into the cardiovascular system. They can make their way into the nervous system. A variety of cancers, diabetes, even osteoarthritis, heart disease have been related to bacterial overgrowth in the mouth. And coconut oil and other types of oil do bind to a lot of those harmful bacteria. So I like that. But of course, we want to improve the health of the body in the mouth, because if we have an overgrowth of bacteria in the mouth, that's usually because the body as a whole is quite unhealthy. And then there are detoxification creams and ointments. No, these do not work. I wish we had time to go into them more, but they simply do not. So fundamentally, I would like to leave you with this concept. It's important to build a metabolic map of yourself before you embark on a detoxification and health program, and they shouldn't be separate. Detoxification is something that occurs every day in every cell, tissue, organ, and organ system of the body. A person's detoxification needs and elimination needs should be based on their needs. So if they're deficient in this or that nutrient, if they lack this or that in the diet, the diseases they have, the genetics from which they have come from, the genetics, their genetic testing, what medications they may be on or not, their level of exercise or lack thereof, there are many, many factors that go into designing a health plan that inherently has built in with it, or should, in my opinion, how one should detox. I rely on detailed laboratory tests known as my Blood Detectives Longevity Panel, which is a panel of blood tests covered by most insurance plans, and I look at a person's entire body as much as I can, and I develop a well-rounded plan where I can show through pre and post tests that healthcare improves, that the toxins are actually removed, and all the detoxification and health methods are based on that person and adjusted over time, so that we determine how you detox and your health needs over time. We are all individuals. We react very differently to what we do, and too many of us are simply going by how we feel to make a judgment call in the area of, are we healthy and have we detoxed? That is a potentially fatal error. Thank you so much for listening to this final segment of Detox Deception. Our next show will be on truth and lies and acid-base balance, another area that just gets me crazy. So please, tune in for that one. Send me your comments. Go to my website, www.intmedny.com or blooddetective.com. Please follow me on Facebook. Join me on Twitter. And you can reach me at 914-242-8844. We'll see you next time on Ask the Blood Detective.